Hey guys, welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. I'm your host and your favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith. And today we're going to be talking to the one and only two-time world champion, DeMarcus Chop Chop. Two times, Corley. Yeah, I know y'all are used to hearing Chop Chop. The two times it's been added, y'all will understand why. Because he's going into bare knuckle, and he says now, he's not trying to let him last past the second round. So let's get into it. Here we go. Hey, Chop Chop, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I can hear you too.
I was about to say, man, I'm about to be done with this.
Right? Yeah, I think somehow it was the headphones that I had. I had to switch out. Sorry about that.
No problem. You got it right now.
Yeah. All right, guys. Today we're talking to DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley, multiple-time world boxing champion, and has been boxing for, I believe, over 20 years now. Chop Chop, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing the dishes because I didn't do my dishes last night. I'm hungry. I'm ready to get breakfast started.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And I've seen your segment of Chop Chop Kitchen multiple times, so I know you're about to whip up something nice.
Yeah. I'm always eating.
You know. Now, I see your next fight is the 19th of March, next month. And you're making a transition from boxing into bare-knuckle fighting. And your opponent is going to be Reggie Barnett Jr. He's 35 years old. He's 5'5", so he's a little bit shorter than you. And it's going to be at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 16 in the Civic Center in Biloxi, Mississippi. How are you feeling about that?
Just hearing you talk about it is exciting. It's very exciting to me because I've been trying to do this bare knuckle thing for almost 3 years. And we finally got a real opponent to step up to fight me, and I understand it's business. Mm-hmm. And young other fighters look at me like I'm a threat, but Reggie don't feel that I am a threat, and he was willing to take the fight. And I take my hat off to Reggie for that.
Most definitely, and I do as well. You know, because like you say, I can understand some of the other guys feeling that you're a threat. I mean, coming from boxing and having the experience that you have, in professional boxing alone, you've had 85 fights, you know.
Yeah.
And you've not only been, you know, one of the best in the world, but you've also faced some of the best in the world. You faced Maidan Cotto, Judah, Felix Flores, and Floyd Mayweather.
Don't forget the other two Russians, Ruslan Pravatnikov.
Yes.
And Lucas Matisse.
Yes.
The Argentina.
Yes, that is most definitely, like I say, you have faced some of the best competition in the world, and majority of the time come out on top. And I mean, we know you're gonna bring this, your boxing pedigree and experience, into this bare knuckle fight with you. What else do you think is going to help you to victory in this fight besides your experience and your pedigree?
Oh, I have tremendous punching power in both hands. Everyone knows my right hook is very dangerous. I hurt a lot of people with it. I knocked several people out with the right hook.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is going into this fight is placing my punches in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
not hitting Reggie in the head, in the top of the head, or in the back of the head, but targeting the chin, the temple.
Okay.
I bring a lot of experience to it, so I know it happens. Things happen very fast in the ring,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be able to get into that tunnel vision, and that's what I'm telling a lot of these young fighters in the gym that I'm working with.
Right.
It's a tunnel vision that you got to be able to see mm-hmm. when you're in there. And once you get into that tunnel vision, you can make things happen because you can slow it down. It's like slow motion when you're in a race car going 165 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a tunnel, and I've been in that tunnel vision because I've seen how the G-forces are on a motorcycle going mm-hmm. 185 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, I know in your last boxing match, you weighed in at 148 pounds.
And not true.
Okay.
Don't believe what the scale said. Oh, either way, okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know that that's according to BoxRec.
Yeah.
And also according to BoxRec, Reggie in his last bare knuckle fight was at 133. What weight is this fight going to be at?
It's at 135, give or take.
Okay.
I'm going to come in at 135 pounds. Okay. No higher than 136.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I know you're known for coming in right on weight. Now, I know a few differences, as I've never done bare knuckle myself, but I know a few differences in bare knuckle. One is that instead of being in a square, the ring is in a circle.
And it's very big, I heard.
Yeah, it's from what I've seen when I watch bare knuckle, it does seem a lot bigger than a boxing ring. And another thing that I know the difference is when you start each round, you've got to do what they call toeing the line.
Toeing the line, yeah.
Yeah, where you're only 3 feet from your opponent instead of across the ring. How do you feel that? Do you feel that's going to be, you know, cause any fluctuation for you? Or how do you feel you're going to deal with that difference?
It's not going to make a difference to me. I mean, me as a kid growing up when I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
I got into boxing, and there was only one reason I got into boxing. That was to win trophies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the fight. I didn't like the fight because I didn't want to beat nobody up. I didn't want nobody trying to beat me up. But I got into it because it was a sport, and you mm-hmm. win a trophy in the process.
Right.
That was my motivation to win trophies. And okay. once I learned how to box properly, I used it when I got into fist fights.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could beat me in a fist fight because I used my boxing skills. And him being 3 feet apart from me, it's just closer for me to get to him. It's closer for him to get to me as well.
Okay. All right. Now, another difference is that in boxing, we're not allowed to hold the back of the neck or the back of the head and punch. But in bare knuckle, you can do that kind of like you can clinch in boxing. But mm-hmm. it's like they do an open clinch and you're able to punch with that. Do you feel like that's going to be a difference for you?
Of course, it will be a difference for me. But I don't see, with my experience, a person going to use one hand to hold me and use his other hand to punch me. What do you think I'm going to be doing with my two hands?
And see, that was kind of the thought I had. It's like, if you're trying to hold on with one hand and you're fighting a traditional boxer or a traditional fighter that's using two hands, I think that puts you at a bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah, that's like you're taking away. You got two hands, and then you're gonna take one hand and hold me, and use the other hand to hit me. And what am I gonna be doing with my two hands? I'm just gonna be just letting you hold me and hit me, and I got two damn hands, you got to be crazy.
Right. Now, as far as Reggie, your opponent, he comes from an MMA background, and with a record of 3-4 and a professional boxing record of only 6-2. In bare knuckles so far, he fought for the Johnny Bedford for the lightweight championship, but he failed to capitalize on the opportunity to become champion at that time. But that's his only loss. I see the experience difference as a downside for him because of, you know, being, even though he's been in MMA and boxing and bare knuckle, but I mean, like we said, you've got 85 professional boxing matches. And a majority of those went into what we call the championship rounds. So I feel like he's still at a disadvantage experience-wise. What do you think?
100%. He's going to be at a disadvantage all the way around the board. Skill-wise, fighting-wise. He may say he had the advantage because he has done bare knuckle several times and he's come from an MMA background. Mm-hmm. They're level to fighting, and I'm going into a level where I haven't been before, but at the end of the day, I can fight. That's the bottom line. I can box pretty good, but the world don't know. I can fight. And the only thing I'm worrying about is breaking my fucking hands. That's it. That means if I break one hand, I got to use the other one.
Right. Now, it's something that you say that because Reggie, actually in the beginning of his bare knuckle career, he broke both his hands in one fight. And something that I was looking, you know, I've been doing a little bit of research on him, and he said to toughen up his knuckles and to toughen up his hands, he used to punch brick walls to toughen his hands and his knuckles, but now he plunges them into buckets of sand to toughen them up so that he's not as likely to break his hands anymore. Now, with over 20 years of boxing experience, did you feel the need to toughen your hands or your knuckles at all to go in the bare knuckles?
Yeah. Over the last 2 years now, yeah, I have been working on punching. It's a board that we got at the gym at DLX, and there's two of them, matter of fact, we have at the gym. Mm-hmm. One is a cloth board, the way they used to have the punching bag made out of that cloth material. Is a dragon on the side of the board, so we punches the cloth with the dragon, and for some reason, that cloth, it tears the skin off your hand. Mm-hmm. And I remember that from when I was an amateur boxing. When you punch the bag, if you don't hit the bag properly with your hook, you're going to skin the bag.
Right.
And when you skin the bag, it tears your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that part. And toughen them up, we have another wall. It's another wall piece that we use to hit. And I posted a video, and I'm just jabbing it, hitting it with right hands, left hands, right hands. And I can't hit it but so hard because of my punching power. So that has a wear and tear on my hands as well, making them sore. So it's going to be a great fight.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And when I was reading, it's something that you just said, where you said that you're not able to hit that board with your full power. And that's one of the things that in a interview piece, Reggie said that he had to learn about bare knuckle, is that you can't, in bare knuckle, you can't put your full power in it. And when I read that, my thought was that with the experience that you have, if he's not able to, if he feels he's not able to put his full power into a punch, that's another disadvantage that he's going to have against you. And my thought was, if he's not putting his full power into that punch, how in the world is he going to beat you? Or how does he expect to beat you?
I think he probably misinterpreted right, but in a fight, I think he's going to put his full power when he's throwing a punch in a fight. Mm-hmm. But hitting a brick wall, he's not going to use his full impact or punching power. I know come fight time, he's getting 110% of punching power.
Right.
I can't punch that board 110, but come fight time, I have no reason to hold back the punching power. It's all let it go.
Most definitely. Now, do you feel like there are any other differences between boxing and bare knuckle that you had to prepare for?
No, I was watching Lorenzo Hunt early this morning. He's in camp in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he's with the Smith brothers. And I was watching how they was training and stuff. They train a little different, but boxing is a stand-up game. They do a different style of fighting when they're doing the MMA and mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. I'm still training 3-minute rounds. I'm sparring multiple rounds every other day. We work with a couple of guys who does MMA, so they be trying to grab me behind the head and get me in the clinch and throw punches.
Okay. Now, in bare knuckle, is the round time the same? Is it? Because I know it's 5 rounds, but how long are the rounds?
2 minutes. 2 minutes each round is short. And see, what people don't understand, it's called bare knuckle for a reason. They want to see a fight. They don't want to see a boxing match. They don't want to see me use my boxing skills, my ring lateral shift, and move around the ring. That's a big ring, and I wouldn't want to be in a big ring. If I had it my way, we can get one of them big old tires, and we can put our foot in the tire, and you're not allowed to take your foot off the tire, but only 3 times. Once you take your foot off the tire 3 times, you automatically get disqualified. Put me in the tire, 1 foot in the tire, and let's go.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That would be good. That would be perfect fighting for me.
Right. Right. And that's a little bit of old school training now. You know.
But a lot of people say, nah, I ain't getting no tire. Well, that means you want to move around. You want to waste time. I ain't there to waste time. Right. I want to get the fight over with. And that's why I added 2 rounds to my name, Chop Chop. Chop Chop 2 round. Why they call you Chop Chop 2 round? Because I'm only trying to go 2 rounds in a fight.
Right. Right. Now, is this the beginning of us seeing Chop Chop transition completely into bare knuckle, or will we see you in the boxing ring again?
You may see me in the boxing ring again. It all depends on if the promoters that are out there willing to put their fighters in the ring with me. And that's the reason why I went to bare knuckle, because I can't get a fight, a regular boxing match, because it's a risk with these young prospects. We got these Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, these young fighters, and they fighting C-class and D-class fighters. They're not fighting A-class fighters.
Right.
And when they put them in there with me, it's like, if you don't knock this old, I'm old. They say I'm old, first of all. I'm about to be 47 years old, so Chopper's an old man. You should be able to knock him out or stop him.
Right.
You shouldn't be able to go 10 rounds with you. And then when I take him the distance, I already know, Chop, if you don't knock him out, you're not going to get the decision. It's already politics.
Right.
And that's how it is. So it's a risk. They don't want to put their young fighters in there with a dangerous veteran fighter. But back in the day, that's what they used to say. If you can't beat Sandman, the heavy hitter in heavyweight, then you ain't ready for no world title.
Right. Right. You know, and it's something you say that because that's one of the things that I've been talking to different people about recently. It's like, okay, you look at some of the champions now and some of the prospects now, and it's like, okay, this guy is only 6-0, but they're calling him a prospect, a title prospect, but he hasn't really fought. A contender that hasn't really fought anybody. And I'm like, how is he a contender? You know, I mean, when I first fell in love with boxing, you know, it was, you know, of course, you know, I'm 37, but, you know, I fell in love with boxing in the era where you had, you know, Mike Tyson and, and it was like, in order to be a contender, you were pretty much already a household name because of the people you'd already beat.
Exactly.
And I'm like, and now they're saying, oh, this guy's a contender, that guy's a contender. I'm like, who is this person?
Who has he fought?
Right. Who's he fought? Where'd he come from? And I mean, me personally, I'd love to see Devin Haney versus Chop Chop Corley.
I take my hat off to Devin. He's a great fighter. I worked with Devin when he was just about to turn pro, I think in 2014. And he showed me something, and I knew he was going to be world champion.
Right.
From Spawn Devin, I think we did 5 rounds, and he was with his dad at Mayweather's gym. Yeah. I told him right then and there, I said, you're going to be world champion. Because we were.
Right. Yeah. Now, another young man that, you know, he somewhat worked his way up, but they're saying, you know, a lot of people are saying that he hadn't really fought anybody. And it's somebody else that I'd like to see him fight. He just won a title. And that's Teofimo Lopez.
Great fighter. I talked with Tim Lopez earlier last year when we were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Very strong kid. Got good ring lateral movement. He's strong. Can punch, slip, can catch. Great prospect. Not a prospect no more because he's a unified world champion.
Right. Definitely.
He's beating the guys that's in his era. He ain't fighting the guys that's not in his era because there is pretty much no more guys that's out of his era because there's a new line of boxers out there. I'm the old guy.
Right. Okay. Now, in boxing, if you could call out one person and say, yeah, I'd like to fight this person and go after a title or be able to fight them because they're in the top in the world right now. Is there somebody that you'd like to call out or somebody that you would like to fight?
It would have to be a softball just like me. It would be Tank. I would love to fight Tank.
Okay. All right. Gervonta Tank Davis. Okay.
I'd like to get that experience to fight him to see. He is a gorilla. I just want to see, is he really a gorilla? You know how you say, I want to see if I can handle that. I want to see, is he a gorilla like they say he is?
Right. Right. See if that uppercut is really what they say is chopped up to be.
I ain't going to find out because I ain't going to be there to get hit with that sucker. I know what the uppercuts are like coming from a southpaw side.
Right. You know. And one other question, as far as bare knuckle, I know you said when you got into boxing, you wanted to win trophies. Is that your goal in bare knuckle, to become a bare knuckle world champion?
100%. That was the only reason. I said, if I can't get a title fight in boxing back in the ring, these prospects, the promoters and managers don't want to take a risk of fighting a there you go again, an older fighter. Then I go to bare knuckle. I see they got some fighters over there. Let me see would they be willing to fight me. And it took Johnny Baffert, Travis Thomas. Those two names I know for a fact I supposed to fought last year.
Right.
And contracts were signed. And Travis, he wanted more money last year when it was in October. We supposed to fought.
Mm-hmm.
So that fight didn't happen. Johnny Baffert, I don't know what the deal went down with Johnny. He didn't want to fight me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get my debut with somebody, and I've been itching and waiting. So we finally got Reggie Barnett.
Right. And Reggie Barnett, who he actually fought Johnny Baffert, and it went to he lost by decision.
I watched that fight.
And they were fighting for the lightweight world title at bare knuckle.
But that was Reggie's first fight. That was Reggie just getting in there. So he was green. He should have had a couple tune-up fights before he fought for the title.
Right. Well, it was his first title back. It was his first fight back, I believe. According to what BoxRec said, I think it was like his fourth fight. But I agree with you. He should have had some other fights in bare knuckle before he fought for that title. I think because of his overall short career, even if you put in boxing, professional boxing and MMA, he's had a relatively short career. So I felt the same way that he should have fought more before going after a title shot. But I understand when it drops in your lap, sometimes you got to jump on it.
Of course. I mean, I won my world title on a 5-day notice, my second world title.
Right. Exactly. Now, I don't know, is Johnny Baffert still the lightweight bare knuckle champion?
Not at all. He lost to that win from Florida, Vero Beach, Florida. He lost. February 5th. He just lost his title.
Okay, but that still brings to mind, you know, like you say, you were supposed to fight him last year, but for some reason, a former bare knuckle world champion backed down from fighting you. And that to me, that doesn't make sense. Because if he's good enough in this sport to be have been a world champion, there shouldn't be a back down to me.
But I get a lot of feedback from my social media page, what I do on there, how I work out, how I train. I post everything, so I ain't got nothing to hide. They're like, man, ain't nobody gonna fight you, Chop, man. They see you 40-something years old, you still doing the wheel standing up. You in there working with these young fighters and you schooling them. I was like, what am I supposed to let them beat on me?
Right.
And they're like, well, nobody's going to take a risk to fight you. It's a risk and the reward is not big enough. I said, I understand that. So that's why I go with the promoters and managers. Hey, man, it'll be a great fight. It's a big, big, big risk that we fight quality and the reward is not there for their fighter.
Right. Right. Well, we will most definitely be tuning in to BKFC 16 on March 19th of 2021. Are they allowing people to be in the stands, or is it just going to be televised?
No, it's audience. They have tables set up where a table is $1,000. 10 people sit at the table, so that's $100 a ticket. But yes, they're having an audience, and they're doing couples tickets also.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, guys, you if you're a fan of bare knuckle fighting, there's a most definite exciting fight coming up. It's going to be DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley versus Reggie Barnett Jr. at BKFC 16 in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Civic Center. If you can get tickets, I suggest you be sitting up front row and don't blink. If you can't get there in person or don't want to see it in person and be in the crowd because of COVID, then make sure that if you're a fight fan, that you are watching Chop Chop. How can they watch it at home?
BKTV. Download the app, BKTV, and it'll be available for you on the app, 100% streaming.
Okay. You heard it here, BKTV. It'll be on the app. To me, this is going to be one of the ones that go down in history. And like I said, make sure you don't blink.
This won't be no Paul Malignaggi running.
Make sure you don't blink because it could be over really quick. You heard it. You heard him say it yourself. When the fight's on, he's throwing his punches with 100%, 110% power. So make sure you don't blink. Chop Chop, we appreciate you coming on the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle today. Guys, don't forget to, if you haven't already, hit like and subscribe. Chop Chop, we look forward to doing the post-fight interview with you after your win.
Appreciate it.
You know, as always, me, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith, I'm pulling for you. I'm in your corner, brother. On this bare knuckle fight, Team Miraculous is Team Chop Chop. Let's go.